This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Have on the line the fabulous Heather Peace, the musical phenomenon, the actress extraordinaire, and she's got some big news for us, haven't you, Heather?
Hi, Anita. Yeah, I've kind of seized an opportunity. The Australian LGBT Awards invited me out to attend. I'm up for the International Icon Award, which I'm so thrilled about. And I just thought, well, why don't I put on a few shows while I'm out in Australia with it being a 24-hour flight? And I haven't been out for a few years. Mm-hmm. It was all very, very last minute and against the wire, but we managed to secure three small, I'd say really small, intimate venues in Sydney, Melbourne and Perth. So, it'll be my third time out there, much smaller tour because of, obviously, the sort of last minute situation, but totally thrilled we've managed to sort that out. So I'm in Sydney on the 4th and Melbourne on the 6th and Perth on the 7th.
That's in March.
March, sorry.
That's all right. I wondered if you were coming over for Mardi Gras again.
Well, we just didn't get it sorted quick enough. I think with having the kids, have got three little ones now. I had twins 7 months back. We just haven't had time to put on an Australia tour, so it's too late to sort of get on the main Mardi Gras bill. Obviously, they sort of put it in way, way, way in advance. I was probably, like, really heavily pregnant when they were doing their schedule. So, it's a really last-minute thing. Okay. I think I'll be able to go to the actual Mardi Gras the last night, maybe.
Yeah, well, try for it anyway. Now, since you were here, since I spoke to you last, you released an album called The Thin Line, is that right?
Yes, oh gosh, have I not been out since then?
No.
Yeah, that was kind of my biggest studio album to date. Yeah, we sort of threw everything at that,
And that's the last thing. No, you've got a new EP out, I believe.
I did an EP, about 18 months ago called Come Home. So they're both very, very different. I'd say that Thin Line is still in the realms of, full band, strings, my usual kind of really sort of fully produced. I'm really proud of the album. But the Come Home was kind of what most artists do with EPs, which is experimenting with sort of new ways of producing and whatever, and I suppose brought a little bit more up to minute in terms of using lots of sounds from the laptop and mixing sort of real drums with computer drums, and I was a lot more involved in the production from the beginning, so what I took into studio was almost complete, and then I just obviously re-recorded vocals and all the instruments in a better sort of environment, but I'm much more further down the line in terms of how I want something to sound. I don't just write things on piano and guitar anymore, which is what I used to do. Then I take it into a rehearsal space with a band and see what they come up with. And I'm sort of working in a different way, which a lot of musicians are having to do anyway, because obviously taking a full band into rehearsals and all of that is a very expensive process. And with the new way of people listening to music, people aren't necessarily, except you're really good fans who understand that you they'll buy the hard copy because it's signed or whatever. But with streaming and Spotify and Apple Music and all of that, we have to find ways of making our music that makes it slightly more viable. So it was partly through necessity, but it was also partly through, sitting at home with my headphones on and actually enjoying the production of a record,
Sounds fabulous. I've got to get my hands on it. I only just heard about it, would you believe? I've been out of
the loop.
Yeah,
I'll bring you one over. I mean, it's like I say, it's on all the usual platforms. Have a listen to it. It's a little bit dancier than perhaps my previous work. Yeah.
Listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Heather Peace, and you're listening to Melbourne's gay and lesbian radio station Joy 94.9.
Okay, now have you managed to settle your big conundrum yet? Are you an actress that sings or a singer that acts?
Do you know what? At the moment, I'm a mother that sings and acts.
Yeah.
That kind of has taken first place over everything. I think as well, it's very, very tricky. I don't know whether it's the same in Australia, but When an actress hits her early 40s, it's a very, very tricky time. I've got actress friends of mine who are in their 50s who are just like, listen, just hang on in there. You know, basically, you're not the romantic lead and you're not the matriarch. And for some reason, they still don't know what to do with women in their 40s. And quite frankly, I think we probably have the most interesting stories. So there's less work anyway. Secondly, I'm kind of, the acting takes me away for at least 5, if not 6 days a week. It's very rare that I would have the opportunity to film in Brighton where I live. So it kind of suits me. It kind of, you know, there's stuff that I'm not going up for because it's, say, a nationwide tour and I don't want to be on the road away from my kids. And then there's other stuff that isn't out there at the moment. I mean, the writers are writing for women, and I think it is year on year getting better. But thank goodness I've got the music, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to say that most of our listeners will know you as the detective.
Sam in
Lip Service, yes. And but I saw you in an episode of The Coroner. Last year.
Yeah, out in Australia, yeah. Yes.
And it made you play a baddie.
Yeah, I've played a lot of baddies, Anita. I don't know, I think I must have just something in my eyes, you know, a little bit not right. But, I mean, those kind of jobs are absolutely perfect. You know, I just went off to Devon for a week. Yeah. Beautiful Devon here in the UK, and spent a week with fabulous people and did an episode or something. And I've done quite a bit of that, just the odd episode of this and that. I did a Holby City as well, and I made a film which ended up winning. I had a very small part in one called Never Let Go that's on Netflix, and that won Best Independent Film at the British Film Awards. So there's been stuff happening, but it's not been a major series. But that's partly choice and partly just what's out there at the moment. If this was a book of my life, it wouldn't just be a new chapter. It'd be, you know, part 3 or something like that, because my life is unrecognizable to what it was 2 years ago with The Small People. And I just think I don't ever want to regret, you know, having placed work above them in these few first formative years. And the thing that the music gives me is an opportunity to be at home. You know, I'm at home writing downstairs. I've got a little studio, but it means that, you know, Annie can run in and come and play a bit of guitar with me, you know, you know, but it just means I'm around. And, you know, if I can hear the twins kicking off together, I can come up and help Ellie, because my wife, we have a thing where, you know, my wife has taken shared parental leave. She's a teacher.
All right.
So she's taken a year off. So she's kind of, you know, primary carer, but I'm here the whole time. So it's been a wonderful opportunity to just, as a family, all be together, you know?
Yeah, that's great. And the other thing that I wanted to say is a lot's happened since you were last in Australia. I know it's only been 4 years, but I've been to the UK twice. I saw you at Manchester Pride the year before last.
Oh, great.
And now you can bring your wife to Australia, and we recognise your marriage.
Yeah, listen, I wanted to say that I've just done an interview for Luttrell and written about that. Like, congratulations, absolutely fantastic. I think it must have been so nerve wracking for you. I mean, crazy that they, you know, decided to decide a element of equality via, you know, a public vote. That must have been so nerve wracking and scary. And I know here, even though it was a governmental thing, you know, the newspapers, it's their last, you know, the right-wing newspapers, the last time they can really have a stab, and every day you're having to read just vileness, aren't you? Was that the case with you guys?
Yeah, there's still a little bit of that left over, you know, fighting over who can say no to performing a gay marriage and making a cake for a gay marriage and all that sort of crap.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Honestly, anyway. You know, there's just anyone who gets so ragingly angry about this, I just think there's so much in the world to really genuinely be angry about. I just think, honestly, you've got all your priorities wrong.
Yeah.
It's insane. You know, I look at my family, we're so boring and ordinary. Honestly. Like,
yes, <I know. laughs>
You know,
I've been boring and boring a lot longer than you have, Heather. Although my listeners still tune in, I've got a little radio show down in the seaside village where I live.
Well, have you really? Tell me where it is again. You did tell me off air.
It's a place called Inverloch, and they have a local community radio station down there, and they let me play my music, which is very nice.
Oh, that's fantastic. What made you move out of the city, Anita?
Congestion was the big factor. My sister moved to the country, so I was thinking of being close by her, and I said, no, I've got to go to the seaside.
I never think of seasides with Australia. I just think of like sweeping beaches. When you say seaside, is it just like a little seashore like we have over here?
No, it's sweeping beaches.
In
the village of Inverloch, you know, you've got a dog walking beach just at the bottom of my street, and then a little bit further along they've got what they call the safe beach for the family swimming and all that sort of thing, and then a little bit further along it turns into a surf beach.
Amazing.
And that's all in the one village.
Blimey. See, that's not a seaside. Seaside is like pebbly beach and sticks of rock.
No.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station Joy 94.9. Playing around.
Hi, this is Heather Peace with Women on Waves on Joy 94.9.
Anyway, let's talk a little bit about this tour that's coming up in March. I believe your Sydney is at the Camelot Lounge.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's going to be on the 4th of March. And then the big one in Melbourne, for Joy listeners, is the Thornbury Theatre, Velvet Room,
yeah,
I believe.
Yeah, lovely venue.
Yeah, it's a nice venue. And that's on the 6th. And then do you wind up in Perth, do you?
Yeah, I come back to Sydney to fly out. But, I've got some rooms out in Sydney. So. Yeah.
That's the following day. You haven't got long in Melbourne.
I know. It's just the way it works. I mean, to be honest, I haven't got long in Australia in full. I think I've got 8 days in total in Australia. It's one of those things. It's a whistle-stop tour. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing, a real adventure for myself. But ultimately, I am going to miss the family. And that was as long as I could manage, really, because I've not spent any time away. So I'm just sort of coming in and doing the LGBT Awards, going to that on the second of March. So they're smaller venues. It was quite a last minute thing, as I say. I'm going to be completely solo, but with a few sort of magic tricks up my sleeve, little bits of elements brought in from the. Yeah, just it's not just piano and guitar, that's all I'll say. But I'm just working on the show now. And I've got the fantastic Toby Beard supporting me in Melbourne for definite, and hopefully I'm going to try and get her to Sydney as well. I know she's got quite a following in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard of Toby Beard, then check her out. She's great.
And that's on the same bill as you.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, she's not Melbourne, she's Perth. Oh, look at me. It's very early in the morning and it's for here.
I'll excuse you for that.
Thanks.
It's been stinking hot here, and we're going to hit 41 degrees tomorrow, so hopefully by March it'll have cooled down a little bit.
Anita, you know, I want a little bit of sunshine, but my skin's not actually seeing the sun for 2 years, because we took Annie to Thailand when she was like 9 months. We went for like 3 weeks thinking we could have the normal holiday.
Yeah.
But of course, all you do is just sit in the shade. So I think if I see any Australian sunshine, I'm going to have to be really careful. Otherwise, I'll be at that first gig like a lobster. I'm going to have to just smother myself. I do anyway, but...
Well, I'm sure a lot of your fans through Joy will be there, and I hope it's a wonderful tour.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really, really excited, and I can't wait to see people. And because they're small shows, the best thing about that is hopefully I'll be able to come out and meet everyone afterwards, because when the shows got a little bit too big here in the UK, that became a little bit impossible. Yeah. But that's what's lovely about coming back out to Australia, because it's, you know, there is time to get round everyone and say hi and have pictures and whatever. So that's the plan, yeah.
Well, I hope your Melbourne tickets blow the roof off anyway, just because it's nice to make a little bit of money on the side.
Yeah, of course. Coming back with a wage would be good.
Yeah.
My wife would be quite happy with that.
Well, I look forward to seeing you. I'm going to drive all the way down from Inverloch for the Melbourne show, I'll catch you then.
Oh, brilliant, Anita. Thanks so much. It's really, really lovely to talk to you again.
Well, thanks so much for your time. I hope 2018 is a great year for you, and it'll be a great year for me, because I'll be at the Thornbury Theatre on the 6th of March.
Thank you, Anita. Thanks so much for the interview. And, yeah, it'd be great, great, great to see you. So maybe we can have a chat there in Melbourne. That'd be great.
Yeah, I might even be back on Joy by then.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.